O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 29th, 2015, and I've been biting at the bit, as they say, for many months. I've had a secret that I couldn't wait to share with you all. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard a little, I don't know what you'd call it, maybe a teaser of what this ministry feels led of God to do in the days ahead. Well, today I have two special guests in the studio that we can maybe elaborate on this new ministry that's going to be launched very soon. At this stage, we're just asking for your prayers and seeking how God would lead us and who he would raise up and how it would all come together. But let me paint a little story before I officially introduce these two special guests and what we feel God is going to do in the days ahead. This began, I guess, over 13 years ago, and throughout the years, you've heard me maybe referencing desiring to have some type of drama team or something to put on skits or mini presentations or vignettes at Singing Men concerts or during other radio events. And so I've had this concept for many years that there's so much power behind a skit or a drama. And many of you maybe have a drama team in your church, or you've presented a little vignette somewhere on a short-term missions trip where you've seen it draw people into the community square, or it's been a point where you could communicate, maybe you didn't know the language, and so, you know, through a drama, it drew people into the gospel message. Well, anyways, for many years, I've thought about this. In fact, I went back into some of my folders, and it was 13 years ago that I contacted somebody about drama and talked it through, but it didn't seem like the right time for them. And then about 8 years ago, I got a hold of Kate Freeman, who I knew had a background in theater and in acting and had a heart to actually at one point go to Hollywood. And it wasn't the right timing for her as she was raising her four children with her husband, Huey. And so I continued to just pray on and off. Maybe a year went by and I didn't think much about it, and then there was times where I thought much about it, but it's like the Singing Men of GNN. I had the concept, but God needed to raise up the director, and that all fell into place, I guess, about 17 years ago when he raised up Dr. Barrington Coleman. And I felt the same thing about a drama team or a theater troupe, if you will, that God would need to raise up a key person that could oversee it and have the character and the vision and the gifts and be the one that could really head it up and lead it forward. So that's been in about 13 or 15 years in my mind and heart, and I just continued to pray. And lo and behold, a couple months ago, so I'm getting ready to introduce this special guest, but a couple months ago, I called the University of Illinois about a special program that I was going to be involved in. So I dialed the university number, an individual answered, I began presenting some questions to her. And I don't know, two or three questions in, this person on the other end of the line says, "Is this Mark Burns?" And I'm like, "Oh, yes." I said, "It is. Who am I speaking with?" She said, "This is Kate Freeman." I said, "Oh, Kate, how are you?" Because Kate had been on a trip to Israel with her family, and I've known her and Huey for many years and some of their children. And so we just kind of got caught up really quickly, but recognizing that she's working at the University of Illinois, I just asked her a few more questions. She was going to send me some material and send me some links through an email. So I said, "Great, Kate," and hung up with her. And as I got off the phone, I began thinking, Kate Freeman, you know, it's been about 7 or 8 years since I kind of pitched my drama team, my theater troupe concept. I wonder if she might be open to that at this point in her life. I didn't know where she was at with those kind of things, but I thought, I'll pray first, because my initial impulse is to just spill the beans and ask her right away. But she was at work, and so I felt like the Lord timed it so I could pray about it for a few days. So that's what I did. I began praying, Lord, might you be raising up Kate to be that strategic piece to the puzzle so that this drama team or theater troupe could come together. And so for the next few days, I prayed and then put together, I kind of, if you will, crafted an email that I thought might pique her interest, talking about how I would see God using drama and the performing arts to his glory through this radio ministry. And so after a few days, she responded in the way that I just felt was affirming and was what God would have in store for this radio ministry, because she not only said, you know, I'm really open to it, Huey, my husband and I have prayed about it, but I have some ideas. In fact, I've reviewed some scripts and I have some thoughts, and I think we could do this and that. And it's like, oh, Lord, that's exactly what I wanted as a response. Somebody that is a visionary, somebody that's passionate about it, somebody that has the skills and the background, and yet has the Christian character and the testimony that I could fully support and entrust a ministry that could oversee it. And so as we began, if you will, dreamcasting and sharing emails back and forth, I just felt it was affirmed more and more. And so recently, if you listen to yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, the board gave the official go-ahead. They're all excited. In fact, I knew it was another answer to prayer because Dave Harriet, who's our board chair, his first response to some of what I communicated to him as I was emailing Kate, some of the responses, he's like, well, you know, Mark, I'm not a drama guy, but I can really see how God could use this and who he could reach, and it could get children involved and other people that maybe don't listen to the station, and we could go into the schools. And Dave not only caught the vision, but he had some of his own ideas. And so I just thought, oh, God is really affirming this. And with our recent board meeting, everyone is excited to see how God will use it. And I'll maybe later on share some of the very specifics that I've had on my mind and heart for many years. And also that's been true of Kate. But Kate, thank you for being available for today's edition of Market Friends. And Huey, you've been in the studio a number of times, as you, Kate, I think once or twice in the past, yes, sharing some of your testimony. But let me read a verse that'll kind of set the stage for some of this vision and then give you two a chance to talk. And then, Huey, I'm going to have you respond to this passage that is near and dear to Kate's heart. But I think you've had a unique perspective because you've seen, if you will, Kate put some of her dreams and hopes and passions on the shelf for some years. And I think there's a message for our listeners through how Kate has been faithful as a wife and as a mother and as a helpmeet, and how I think many of us can learn how God sometimes has a different timing for us all. But the special passage out of Jeremiah chapter 29, and let me begin reading from verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now, you've been married to Kate for, I think, nearly 36, 37 years, and you've seen God develop character and different things in and through her for many years. But how have you seen this verse and knowing Kate these many years? How do you see it fit together?
Well, I think what's fitting together is that she has had a burning desire that has never left her for drama. And I would say that she really put it aside. Because it was such a deep part of her. I think it was, besides faith, which when I first met her and we were young and she was developing faith in Christ at the same time I was first developing faith in Christ, but besides faith in Christ, which was preeminent in her life, the next thing was definitely her theater training, her theater career. She got a part in a movie, a major motion picture, was thinking about going to Hollywood at the time. And she has abundant talent and abundant ability as an actress and as a director. And she has put that to use somewhat over the years within Christian drama, teaching Christian drama and being involved in directing and acting within church settings. But I know that she really was burning in her to do more and to be more involved. And we've been empty nesters just for a couple years now. And the fact that now you're asking her to step forward and do this is perfect timing.
Wow, Kate, I think you have a very supportive husband. And, you know, because I'm looking at that email 7 or 8 years ago, I thought you would be perfect. I just appreciated you as a sister in Christ and knew some of your talent and background experience. And, you know, at the time, raising the 4 children or being involved with your 4 children, it wasn't the right time. But that call, and you said, is this Mark Burns? And then I started praying about it again. How come seemingly God is opening the doors are allowing you to use your gifts for this new ministry?
Well, I think that it's a timing issue, and usually is with God, that he has to bring you to a place, and I think there is brokenness that you have to go through when you have a dream and then God says not yet or not now, that this won't be the best thing for your life at this point. So you have to submit to some of those things, and I think that I had to grow up in a lot of ways, and maybe I needed to grow up more than a lot of people, so I think that might be part of it. My first interest in theater was in high school. I was a Navy brat, moved every 2.5-3 years, didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, and I had people around me who kind of knew what direction they were going in, and I auditioned for a play, and I got a small part in the first play, and this theater director, her name was Irene Kramsky, and she just died recently, just in June. She was 93 years old, touched a lot of people's lives in Deerfield and Highland Park. She was a native of Highland Park, and she was very enthusiastic about my acting. So after that initial part, I received a couple other major parts. One of them was in Our Town, if anyone's heard of that. I was one of the mothers in Our Town, which requires a lot of pantomime. And it was just a really exciting time. She taught how to ensemble, and nobody was a prima donna. Everybody was working together. And so I learned a lot about acting through her. And then I was in summer stock in Georgia, my first college experience. And I learned there from a lot of different directors, some who were from California. And they taught me a lot of different things about acting and about directing. And I also just kept winning these major roles and a lot of great character parts. And I remember Irene Kramsky once saying, an ingenue role would be wasted on Kate. So I remember thinking...
Wait, say that again. A what?
An ingenue role. An ingenue is usually someone who just plays
for those of us that are performing arts challenged, we need maybe clarification on that or a definition.
Sure. An ingenue is usually someone who's like the love interest. Usually they're pretty straightforward. They're pretty true blue people. They don't have a lot of variance in their character. Whereas I would get the parts that were more challenging as far as a character role. For instance, I played the queen in Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. And I was also up for being Snow White. So they were trying to decide, and they said, oh, Snow White would just be such a waste for her. And so I got the queen. So queen is awesome. So that was really a fun part. Fast forward, God got a hold of me when I was going to Indiana University. I was playing some parts there. I had
So up to this point, were you a follower of Jesus?
No.
Okay.
I had gone to church with my family. I had been in the Episcopal Church, and so it was more of a ritual thing. Mm-hmm. And when I went to college, I didn't really follow going to church at all after that childhood experience. But when I was at Indiana University, I started having dreams of all kinds of different spiritual things happening, global destruction, and ministering to people who were in trouble. And I didn't know what all these things meant. And God got a hold of me there. And then when my dad decided to move to Oregon, on the way to Oregon, I was in a hotel room by myself, and there was a radio, which is kind of funny that here we are talking on the radio. And God had this minister start talking about all the things that are out there in space and how, as far as we know, this is the only planet that has any kind of life on it. And otherwise, all we know is that there's these rocks out there. And I was really seeking. I was really wondering about these things, like, you know, what was my life worth? Who was I? Where am I going? And God said, through this man, you know, that you have to swallow the whole Bible. You can't just take, well, I'll take and pick and choose that, yes, Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, but then I'm not going to believe that Jesus died on the cross for me, or I'm just going to pick and choose what I believe, that you have to swallow the whole thing. And there was something that he was saying about that, and the fact that, you know, we're on this earth that just just a few degrees this way or that way, we would be burnt up or we would freeze. And all of those things made sense to me, and suddenly I realized that the Bible was true and that Jesus did die for me. And there was just this cloud in the room that I just felt God's peace. I felt God's love. I knew that everything I had been taught about Jesus Christ was true, and that he was my Savior and my personal friend, my personal God, and I could trust him. And so I got on my knees right there and then, and I asked Jesus into my heart. And the next day, happened to be in Salt Lake City, and the guy had spoken that night about Salt Lake City having salt in the middle of the United States. And so I said to my mom, did you know that there's evidence of the flood right here in the middle of the United States? And I knew that she looked at me, and I knew right then that I had changed fundamentally, that there was some deep core value that had just come through that was not me, that was God. And I started to walk with the Lord. I met people. I still felt from the Lord that I should continue with my education. At first, I thought maybe I would go off with Shiloh. They were a group in Eugene. But then I ended up staying the course with my schooling, and I finished my bachelor's in theater. And so at that time, then I got into the movie, and I really thought, you know, even though film is not really the actor's art, the actor's art is really stage, because you can transform between act one and act three. There can be this great transformation in a character, whereas when you're on film, you might be doing the end of the movie before the beginning of the movie, and it's really more the director's and the editor's art. And then, of course, there's so many other elements of film. Even though you can still make a living at doing film, because there isn't really much of a living in theater. So I was praying about going to Hollywood, and then I met Howie.
Okay, I was going to ask, when did Howie enter in? So right in there.
Yes, right in there. Howie came into my life, and when I told him I wanted to be a professional actress, he was not so thrilled about that. He felt like the climate in Hollywood was not really a great climate for a woman. And since then, I've seen that. But I was pretty naive then. I always thought talent would get you everywhere, that, you didn't have to, there was no schmoozing or anything like that you had
to
do.
You wouldn't have to sell your soul, if you will.
Like. Exactly. And so he made me step back and look at that. And then when he asked me to marry him, I felt like, you know, I had a lot of witnesses that this was the right thing to do, to get married. So we did. We got married, and we've had four kids, and all of them have just been wonderful gifts from God. We've been really blessed with all of them. So now they're out of the nest. And when you had asked me in 2008, we had mentioned it, and we were kind of looking around for funding for it, because you were saying that at that time you didn't feel like there was really funding for it. So we were looking a little bit at funding for it, and then it just sort of fell away. I had never really, you know, not wanted to do it, but it was just one of those things. I think it was just maybe not the right time. Then when you called and then you emailed me about possibly doing this again, I just got really excited. I thought, well, this would be awesome, because I have done some things at Vineyard, some things at Meadowbrook in theater, and Huey and I did some things together when we were first in Eugene together with his play. He has a full three-act play that we produced, and then we took down to San Francisco. And so these giftings have been here. We've written scripts and performed them. So the giftings have all been there, but this is such a great vision that you have, because the idea of bringing together different churches, people from different churches, to put on some vignettes, maybe some full-length plays, maybe some musicals, and maybe even a radio theater production. I think these things will bring out some of the passions that people have that maybe they've put on the back burner. And there's got to be so many people out there that have a desire to do something for God, have a ministry idea in their head, but don't know where to put all that energy. Well, this is an opportunity for people who would like to do that. And if your giftings aren't in theater or aren't in any kind of performing arts, I want to encourage you that if God has a dream for you, He's not going to let it die because it's His dream too. And He puts that in you for a reason, for a purpose. And to hang on there, because you might be doing what I did for 30 years, you know, changing diapers and
picking up the toys.
And you see, it feels like you're doing that forever and you don't see the fruit of it right away. But God has something for you, so you personally, not just for your children, not just for your husband, not just for your spouse, but for you personally, to bring you to a place where you're feeling fulfilled and you're feeling that you are contributing.
Well, we're out of time, but I wanted to make sure our Great News Radio listeners can be praying in the days ahead as we see God put various pieces together and launches this new ministry to His glory. And so maybe for some material to pray specifically, not only for Kate Freeman, she's going to be the director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, but let me give you a few different little highlights of things that you can pray specifically for that God will powerfully be able to proclaim and demonstrate His truth through these performing arts, that we'll be able to develop some vignettes or skits that can be performed at Marketplace Mall or other venues to reach the general public and radio listeners, that at Singing Men concerts and other radio presentations that this theater troupe can present godly truths, that we can provide special programming during Mark and Friends, as Kate mentioned, maybe some radio theater, that at our 20th birthday celebration that a skit can go along with Dr. Lutzer's message, that we can be known as a great resource for area pastors, maybe to utilize a vignette or a drama during their morning message so that they can call the Great News Radio Theater Troupe and they can come and be a part of that. That down the road, maybe we could even create a special kids club for drama training for youth. That this drama troupe could draw on people from various denominations, so it would be a unifying bridge for our community at large and be used to show the unchurched community how Christians can work together. That this will be a vehicle that God raises up so that we can develop disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that these people can be equipped to present in all these different venues, God-honoring principles. Everything from like an evangelistic message to something on bullying or truth-telling or even something fun about a husband and wife and their communication breakdown. I think there's just so many different ways that God can use this radio ministry. And so we would ask for your prayers in the days ahead, and we'll certainly have more to say about it. But I've just been thinking how God will certainly use this. And now that He's raised up Kate, I'm sure He'll be raising up other people that have a real heart. I see this as also something that there's people in smaller churches that there's not a drama team, and maybe they have, like you, Kate, some of that background, and it's been sitting latent or not being used, and so we can be a vehicle to unleash that gift. And so, again, and being a support to the area pastors, because if we have a theater troupe that comprises of, just say, 15 or 20 people, and three or four or five different groups can go out to the area churches and do something on tithing or whatever the topic the pastor has. And, oh, yeah, in our arsenal of presentations, we have 15 different short little messages. And so that can really enhance what the pastor wants to accomplish through a sermon. And so many other different ways. So I would ask you, as a Great News Radio listener, as a part of this radio ministry, to be praying up Kate as she looks at scripts, as she prays through and discerns where and what and how we should do it, and just the exciting fruit that can be birthed. I do believe we'll be able to be in some schools and in some public arenas where we can influence all of the community with these God-honoring presentations. So I'm so excited. It's been hard for a couple months, Kate, to not share this with anyone outside of our board and some of the staff members, but I just know that God is in this. He'll be glorified and honored through it. I'm so thankful that He's energized you and gifted you with the abilities to help lead us in the days ahead, and we'll see where He takes us from here. But please be praying for Kate and this radio ministry. Thank you, God, for ideas that are God-honoring. And Kate, I appreciate your message to many of our listeners. Maybe it's not that they have a performing arts background, but maybe it's some other gift or desire or effort. Maybe they want to be missionaries and they haven't figured out how that was going to work because of their family situation or their work situation, or maybe it's some other creative idea or gift that they have that has not been ignited. And maybe by recognizing you've waited 30 years to do something like this, that God has His own timetable, and just hang in there, keep praying, and see what God will do. All right. Well, it looks like there's a lesson for all of us in this today, and I'm excited to share with y'all. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, because you may know somebody that you know they've been praying about using maybe some of their own performing arts skills or background. And I don't think we're just going to limit this to acting. We have talked about maybe it's somebody that has the gift of dance, or a musician, or somebody that can juggle. We're trying to discern how God would use the performing arts to His glory through the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. So please be in prayer. And thanks, Huey. Thank you, Kate, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you. It's a blessing.
All right, listeners, well, there will be a lot more to say in the days ahead, and we'll see how God leads, and we'd covet and appreciate your prayers. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.